Donald Trump, Kanye West a seriously troubled man that can't win in 2024. By Charlie Spiering on November 27, 2022. Former President Donald Trump dismissed Kanye West on Saturday as seriously troubled after the controversial rapper visited his home at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last week. "So I help a seriously troubled man, who just happens to be black. Yee, Kanye West, who has been decimated in his business and virtually everything else. And who has always been good to me, by allowing his request for a meeting at Mar-a-Lago alone, so that I can give him very much needed advice." Trump wrote on social media, referring to West's multiple anti-Semitic rants that prompted major companies to exit from their media and fashion sponsorships with the rapper. Trump commented on West's visit after a firestorm of media coverage that took place after the meeting, when it was revealed that West brought Nick Fuentes, a white supremacist, to the dinner as a guest. In a statement, Trump told Breitbart News on Friday after the meeting that he knew nothing about Fuentes and his views. On social media, Trump said that West was expected to come alone and he did not know who West's guests were. "He shows up with three people, two of which I didn't know. The other a political person who I haven't seen in years," he wrote, referring to West's guests, which included former Trump aide Karen Giorno, who reportedly joined West's campaign and was with Fuentes. The former president also addressed West's announcement that he would run for president in 2024. "I told him don't run for office, a total waste of time, can't win," Trump recalled. West claimed in a video published on social media after the meeting that Trump was angry when he asked the former president to run with him as vice president. "I think the thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president," West said. "I think that was like lower on the list of things that caught him off guard." West said that Trump was basically screaming at me at the table telling me I was going to lose. "I mean, has that ever worked for anyone in history?" he continued. "I'm like, whoa, hold on, Trump, you're talking to ye.